When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your moves.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to the VRO. Today is February 13th, and it is Wednesday, 6 o'clock in the p.m. Today we have an awesome interview lined up for you guys today. We have NFL player Brett Lockett. Now, he has recently signed with the New York Jets as a free safety, and he has previously played with the Cleveland Browns and my number two team, the New England Patriots. So I am very excited for this. Not only is Brett a football player for the NFL, this guy is amazing. He's like your modern-day Tony Stark without all the alcohol and Iron Man suit, but instead he puts on a football suit. He is into music. He is into acting. He is an entrepreneur and has done several charities. So he's pretty much amazing.
Brandon?
Yes, ma'am.
You have him on the phone line now.
Awesome. Welcome to the VRO, Brett.
Hey, how's it going, Brandon? How are you?
I'm awesome. How about you?
I'm wonderful. I just actually got done at the spa, so I had a day at the spa, so I got a chance to relax and recuperate from this busy and hectic workout schedule I've been doing.
Yeah, with your recent signing to the Jets, you gotta get ready for that season, man. You gotta get them people in shape.
Exactly. So, you know, we've been me and a few other guys that are also in the NFL have been working out here in LA, and man, it's been brutal, but you know, it's great to get back into it and get ready to you know, enter this 2013 season.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see you back on the field. I know you had a string of injuries that kind of kept you off the field for a little while. And how are those injuries? Are they healed up? Are you good to go 100%?
Oh, yeah. All of them are good to go, you know, fully recuperated and, you know, just ready to get going, man. You know, 2013 is a big year.
Yeah, definitely for the Jets, because this year you guys are hosting the Super Bowl. Am I correct?
Exactly. So, you know, we need to be in it, you know.
we actually had we have fans send in things from Twitter, and we actually had one send one in to you. He says, tell Brett to get it done this year. The Super Bowl is in our building, and it is from Patrick, and he is at Buzz60. So, you know,
awesome. Patrick, I'm going to do whatever I can to make sure that, you know, that me and the team and everybody else, you know, is exactly where we're supposed to be. So, you know, you definitely have your all coming for me.
And you've got a big task with the Jets with the bad season last year. But the good thing is you're a defensive player, and of course, you know, your head coach is kind of a defensive specialist. So that
right.
goes kind of play into your strengths.
It does. And, you know, last year, you know, was last year, you know, everybody, you know, nobody really harps on the past. It's all about the present and the future, you know, and the future is nothing but going up. So that's all we can think about right now and concentrate on.
Exactly. Can you tell us a little bit more about your signing with the Jets?
Yeah, I signed with them. I actually went and worked out for them in the end of December, and was actually they were looking to sign me during last season towards the end. I think there were like two or three games left, but they needed a receiver, so you know, they said just wait and, you know, we'll get you on the team for next year. So I had an offer from them and the Cowboys as soon as the 2012 season ended for those two teams. And I just decided that the Jets was a better fit for me and what I'm doing as a player. So, you know, I signed with them and, you know, just been speaking with the new GM, John Izik, and, you know, he's an awesome, awesome guy. You know, reached out to all the players, which I thought was very, very, you know, humbling and shows his character as a GM and what he wants to get done with this upcoming season.
Well, that's interesting that you said that you were signed on basically as a receiver. Are you going to be a receiver? Because you're normally a defensive player. You've been a safety for several years.
Right. No, I wasn't signed on as a receiver. When I did work out for them, they needed a receiver, so they didn't sign me until the end of the season. So I'm still playing.
Oh,
safety.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're still going to be playing safety. Well, that's awesome because they definitely need the help, and I'm pretty sure you're the guy for the job.
I'm going to be out there and work my hardest, so, you know, let the chips fall where they may.
I hear you. Now, I have a question that I am very curious in hearing your answer because you are a very, very, very interesting guy. You have several talents, but this one I'm very interested in. If you're not comfortable with answering this one, that's totally fine, but I'm very, very curious. Ray Lewis, with him retiring this year,
mm-hmm.
How do you feel about all the controversy surrounding him and his retirement and all this old stuff coming up and now this new stuff with the deer antler spray? What are your thoughts on that, if you don't mind?
I mean, when you're in the spotlight and, you know, you're at the top, everybody's going to usually try to bring you down and look for, you know, something negative or poke at things that are in the past, you know, as some people did. And then, you know, obviously finding out the antler thing, you know, I thought it was kind of ridiculous. I mean, if it was true or if it is true, I mean, why weren't we, you know, worried about that when he came back to play, you know? And it's just, you know, when the spotlight's shining on somebody, you know, there's always naysayers and people who are looking to bring them down. So I'm a big supporter of Ray Lewis. I think he's an amazing football player, and, you know, he does a lot for people off the field as well. So I really don't have anything bad to say about that guy. You know, he's tremendous.
Okay, that's awesome. Another thing that I was curious about asking you was the new initiative with the NFL and protecting players from having concussions. What are your mm-hmm. thoughts on the measures that the NFL is taking to protect the players more on that, seeing as how your defense, you like to hit people, especially mm-hmm. as a safety. You get that wide receiver in right down the middle. That's your bread and butter right there.
Right.
How do you feel about that?
I think it's great that we're, you know, as a organization taking, you know, taking the opportunities and the chances to go out and find other measures that will help players as far as health and safety issues. But at the same time, I do not like that the game is being taken away from, because the game that I grew up on is not the same game that we play today. You know, it's really an offensive mindset, and it's really for offenses to be able to put points on the board, because now it's like nobody wants to see the hard-nosed football. Everybody wants to see, you know, Tom Brady and you know, these Peyton Manning, you know, gunslinging quarterbacks throw the ball, you know, for 400, 500 yards a game, when realistically that's not how it used to be. And that's just because I understand, you know, we want entertainment. You know, fans want to see long touchdowns and they want to see, you know, highlights. But at the same time, as a defensive player, I really don't like the whole helmet-to-helmet issue. You know, I know that the referees have harped on it a lot this year, and there's been a lot of helmet-to-helmet contact that I've seen that have, you know, been penalties, which aren't necessarily head-to-head contact. I mean, being a safety, there's only so many ways you can go hit somebody that's coming at you, and when they're coming full speed and you're coming full speed, it's almost impossible to, you know, pinpoint exactly where you want to hit somebody. So that's also true.
And that's also true is, like, when you're going to hit with a shoulder, I've seen hits where they go to lead with their shoulder and it ends up that their head, the collision is different than what they're measuring for, and their head hits first, and the referees are calling that too.
Exactly.
Totally disagree with.
Yeah, it's all about, you know, it's like you're in a car and I'm in a car and I'm, you know, I'm 200 yards away and I'm speeding at an angle and they're telling you have to speed at an angle and hit me a certain way. And if you don't hit me that way, you're going to get fined. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I totally understand because I totally agree with the whole, the game is not the same anymore. It's too many, I think there's too many, I guess it would say that it was kind of like they're babying some of the players, and it's hindering a lot of action that made the NFL great.
Right, and I agree. You know, I agree. But I also agree that, you know, there should be safety precautions that are you know, that need to be taken, and there's only so much you can do with equipment. You know, everything else, I mean, it's a full contact sport. You're running and hitting people at full speed. I mean, that's just the nature of the business, and it's not, I don't think it's going to get any more safer than what it is right now unless you just, you know, unless we start putting flags on and playing flag football out there, you know?
And that was something, too, that gets me is that they're going after the NFL. But, you know, there's more brutal sports than football. I mean, you've got rugby, and I wonder what the study would be on, like, concussions and brain damage from rugby to you know, American football. That was one of the things that I've always kind of am curious about, why they're always pinpointing the NFL.
Well, because it's a lot bigger than rugby. If rugby was bigger than the NFL, then they'd be pinpointing rugby. You know, it's just what's the biggest thing, what's the biggest story, I guess.
You're taking down a giant.
You know.
Well, we also have come upon, and we've talked about this just a few minutes ago when I was introducing you, that you are a recording artist as well.
Yes, I do enjoy, you know, making music and being creative and making, you know, just making art that touches people, you know, whether it's music or, you know, I just started acting as well. So just being able to express myself creatively is just awesome. You know, it's like being on the football field. It's like when you score a touchdown. I mean, what are you going to do? Are you just going to take a knee? You know, are you going to, you know, you have a dance plan. What are you going to do? And it's art, you know, and a lot of people, you know, disregard that, but, you know, it's a great way to be creative, and I just, you know, I'm enjoying it all.
Exactly, and your song, Get It All, I actually saw the video, and you look pretty pimpin' in that video, I must say.
I appreciate it. Thank you. No, it was great, you know, great shooting the video. It's featuring Prince Syke and Duane Turrentine, which, you know, are both awesome artists. You know, Prince Syke was signed to Michael Jackson back in the day, and Duane is his brother. So they were great additions to the song, and we had a blast shooting it in Vegas.
And you are actually quite the rapper. I was really like, wow, because you know how some people, you know, like Deion Sanders or something like that, they go to, and it's kind of cheesy, but everybody kind of likes it, but. You know, but yours was actually, on your verse, you were actually, it's really, really good. I was like, wow, he's actually got some skills.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you. No, it's been a passion of mine. You know, I've been doing it since I was young in high school. And just, you know, after my second year in the NFL, you know, I tore my pec and just had a lot of time to spare. And I just wanted to do something productive instead of wasting it. So that's what I decided to do.
And you're also, your family is not a stranger to music. You're actually cousins with a great jazz legend, Etta James. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. She passed away early last year, but she was amazing. And you know, she's on my father's side, and that whole side is just, you know, talented with music. You know, my father was a percussion or a drummer for 9 years, and you know, all his brothers were you know, singers, and you know, his oldest brother Vernon was the lead singer of Vernon and the Medallions in the 1950s, which was a doo-wop group back then. So it's just, you know, it's instilled in me, and it's just something that I enjoy.
I love those old, like, blues songs. They're just, they got so much
oh yeah
to them. They're just so, they speak volumes.
oh yeah, it's just that soul, you know, it's deep and it's real, you know, it's not a lot of materialistic things back then. It's just, it's speaking about real life, you know. It's almost like what country music is, you know, today, you know, with the lyrics.
It's definitely a change from today's music. I wish it was more like that nowadays.
Well, it's transitioning back, I think, slowly but surely, you know, with the Jay-Z's, and then, you know, Justin Timberlake just came out with the song with him, and, you know, they're still keeping it classic. You know, Beyonce definitely keeps it classic as well, so I definitely don't think it's going to go away, you know, anytime soon. I think, you know, those type of artists are going to keep it, you know, keep it here, you know, with a little bit of twist, a little urban or a little pop twist, like I said, with the Justin Timberlake song.
Yeah, I'm like digging Bruno Mars here as of late. That guy is
Bruno Mars is awesome. Let me tell you about Bruno Mars. I saw Bruno Mars last year at a Grammy after the Grammys last year, and he didn't perform any of his songs. It was all cover songs. He had a live band, and they were playing all cover songs. And let me tell you, this guy sang Dirty Diana by Michael Jackson, and everybody went crazy because his voice is phenomenal. I've never seen Bruno Mars perform live until then, and I wasn't a big fan of Bruno Mars until then. And once I saw him, you know, perform, I was like, wow, you know, this guy is unbelievable.
Yeah, I just got into him because his earlier stuff really didn't click with me, but his last album, I was like, wow, that's actually really good. And
oh yeah,
I bet he's kind of like a mix between Michael Jackson and Prince to me. He's got that whole, you know what I mean? He can kind of do it all.
Yeah, if you look at his newest video, I forget what the song is called, but he actually looks like Michael Jackson in the video, which was
Locked Out of Heaven.
Yeah, he looked like Michael in that video, and it was almost shot like a Michael video. So I thought that was very interesting when I was watching it.
Yeah, like the old Jackson 5 videos, I was like, wow, that kind of takes me back.
Exactly.
Now, also with your song, Get It All, it's also, from what I understand, a campaign that you started. Is that Get It All campaign?
Right, correct. Yeah, we started the Get It All campaign the same time that we launched the song. And, you know, we decided to start the campaign because we wanted to inspire people. We wanted to give people something to build on and give them an example of what it is to get it all, not be materialistic or narcissistic, but to actually work and be consistent about what it is that you're trying to achieve. And you know, the whole world right now is trying to accomplish something, whether, you know, you're an individual or you're a part of a group, you know, whether you're on a team or you're, you know, you're just your own individual. So, you know, we just wanted to give the youth and anybody else who needs some inspiration, you know, a blueprint and a model to go by. So that's kind of what we wanted to do behind the Get It All campaign. And it caught wind after we did the Super Bowl sweepstakes. It just caught wind and you know, it really went to the next level and everybody embraced it. And it was just amazing to see how many people actually loved it, because when we first did it, we were like, well, this sounds like, you know, a really good thing, but, you know, we don't know who's really going to embrace it and who's not. And just to see the people who it touched and the people who wanted to become a part of it, it's really been amazing up until this point, you know.
And that's also connected to your Looking Forward Foundation, is it not?
It's not really connected, but it's just part of it, because we put charities on the Get It All campaign as well that, you know, we feel are important to the community and the world. And, you know, Looking Forward Foundation is my foundation as well. So we put that on the Get It All campaign website as well.
And you're like, I couldn't believe when I was reading up on all of the charities that you did, and you are a lot braver than I am, man, but of course you're built a lot better than I am. You actually posed for PETA nude with the Ink, was it Ink Not Mink?
Yeah, Ink Not Mink campaign, yep. Yeah, it was something that I've actually been wanting to do for a while. You know, I actually told my publicist 2 years ago that I wanted to work with PETA because of what they're doing and just the impact that they're making. And you know, they're a great organization. I actually just got invited to the ribbon cutting in Virginia at the end of this month that I'll be going to just support them as well. But they're just an amazing organization, and I can't speak enough about what they're doing for animals and you know, just for just making this earth a better place. I mean, it's just so much stuff going on right now that we need people like that and organizations like that who have a purpose in life, you know, besides making money, you know, and that's why I wanted to jump behind them.
How did you get involved with PETA? What made you, you know, what made you want to get involved in their movement?
Well, when I found out about how fur was made, that was the first time that I really was like, I want to, you know, do PETA. You know, I've always seen PETA, but I really didn't know what PETA was about, you know, and until I did a little research and saw, you know, what goes on, you know, on these fur farms and, you know, and just, I mean, even just as far as, you know, making meat and things of that nature, it's just really brutal and it's really inhumane, the type of, you know, things that get done to these animals, you know, and I don't know if you got a chance to check out the video on YouTube, did you?
No, I didn't. I was too freaked out.
Yeah. No. By all means, I completely understand because, you know, when I first watched that video, you know, tears came to my eyes to just, I mean, you're taking cats and dogs and, you know, just whatever type of animal, you know, there was an animal that was skinned completely and he was still alive and he was able to think, you know, and I was like, that cannot go on, you know, that can't go on anymore. I mean, if somebody did that, you know, everybody in the world would be, you know, freaking CNN every day until that stopped, you know?
Definitely. And I think that, yeah, I mean, if, you know, I totally agree with the cruelty to animals thing. That is not the way to go. But I also, your foundation and everything like that, I think it's really amazing how you have so much time to do all this, because on top of all of that, you're an actor too.
I am.
And can you got any like future acting roles you can tell us about?
Any future acting roles? Not as of right now. A lot of things are in the works, but I just actually did a premiere or a cameo on the show called Bounce, which is going to air on VH1. It's like a basketball. It's a basketball. It's not a reality show, but it's a you know, a series, and you know, from a cheerleader standpoint. So, you know, it's like a Bring It On mixed with, you know, basketball players, I guess, or the game that was on BET, kind of like how that is. So, it's great. It's, you know, has, you know, hot girls in it. You know, they're real dancers. They're not like fake dancers. Like, you know, there's been dancers that tried out for, you know, for the show that were Laker girls that got cut. So, you know, this is a real deal. You know, they have hot girls. You know, the dudes look like real basketball players. So, you know, the ladies will definitely be into it. And it has a great concept. So, you know, I'm excited to see, you know, the episodes when they come out in June.
Yeah, we're excited to see you in it. That's going to be amazing.
Yeah, it should be fun.
Do you know what episode that is so that people maybe can catch you on it?
I believe it's episode 2. But you can follow up with me a little later this year, and I'll let you know exactly.
Well, I'd love to have you back on here. It's been amazing having you on here. You're an amazing human being. And,
I appreciate it,
We always ask our guests if they could give us a little soundbite. We just say, you say your name, and you say you're listening to the VRO, and you can put your own little spin on it, whatnot. Would you mind giving us a soundbite?
Not at all.
And we're ready whenever you are. Whenever you're ready, go ahead.
What's up? This is Brett Lockett from the New York Jets, and you're listening to VRO. Make sure you tune in.
Awesome, man. You have no idea how much you've made my day today just talking with you. Thank you so much for everything that you do.
Oh, Brandon, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate you just, you know, having the time and taking the time to, you know, interview me and let me spread my word and my message out to the public. It's awesome.
It's a great message, so we got to get it out there.
Thank you. Thank you again, though.
Yeah. All right, man. Have a good one.
All right, you too, Brandon. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. All right. So that was Brett Lockett, and I believe that man is going to be awesome in the NFL next year. The VRO, we're going to do something a little different. We're going to we've got sponsors that we would definitely like to give a shout out to. And the VRO sponsors are Elite Accounting Services, Emporium Custom Leathers, I Heart Vampire Diaries, I Watch Mike, We Heart TV, and all of those links, check them out. They're on our website, thevro.com. So please take a look at all of them. It is they're really, 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 really awesome companies. So, Amy?
Do you love movies, music, books, television? You do? Then come on over to the VRO on Blog Talk Radio. We have shows for all your obsessions. Vampires, we've got them. The latest blockbuster movies, they're right here. Bands and books, music and fiction, it's all at the VRO. What are you waiting for? Log on to the VRO today. www.thevro.com.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can seem intense. Like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you loved the sweater that I got you. If you didn't, you could have told me.
Geico makes it easy. Just go to Geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.
I even had a gift.